It's Tuesday, day two. Now, if you had any big problems doing your heart exercise yesterday, don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward. Some people struggle with relaxation. For millions of Americans, stress is normal. It has become a way of life. Their mind and their body has accepted it as the only way to function. Therefore, when they begin to go to the place of peace and relaxation, everything in them will tend to resist it. This is one of the many health benefits that comes from biblical meditation. Since the majority of all illnesses are in some way related to stress, this time that you spend every day relaxing in the heart zone actually helps to make your body free from the acids that give rise to disease in your blood and actually brings a harmony and a balance to your body. Now, some people occasionally have trouble staying awake when they first begin biblical meditation. But amazingly, they always wake up at the end of the exercise. Usually, as I'm counting them back up, they wake up. This means they were not actually asleep. If they had been asleep, they would not wake up as I began to bring you back to an outer awareness. So if you feel like you're dozing off to sleep, put you a good strategy together to make sure that it's not at a time that you're tired or sleepy. Be sure that you're setting up when you do this. Be sure that you're not sleepy. Be sure that you'll be able to do this exercise without the possibility of going to sleep. If you do fall asleep and you wake up when we're counting up, this means that you were not really asleep. Now, it has been said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one footstep. You have already started your journey. It may have seemed like your dreams and your future were 1,000 miles away, but you have started the journey. In fact, you have already overcome the hardest part. You see, the hardest part is not finishing. That's a deception. The hardest part is starting. According to physics, overcoming inertia is the hardest part of creating movement. It's harder to get an object that is at rest to begin to move than it is to redirect an object that is already moving. You have started the journey. You have overcome the inertia. You are now a moving object, which means it is easier for God to move you in the direction that you should go with your life. Momentum is now on your side. It's going to work for you instead of against you. Now, as you do your daily heart monitor, be sure to strategically plan each day so that nothing interrupts your momentum. In fact, as you plan your day, be sure that you look at the day that is ending and recognize the places that you lost momentum, the places that you made it more difficult or more complicated or more tiring to be able to finish your goal. And tomorrow, plan around it. Now remember, the first 2 weeks of this program are actually designed to help you find and maintain an awareness of your heart zone. So the first goal is to learn to comfortably reach the heart zone. The heart zone is that place where people are able to start riding on their heart. They are able to create a new sense of reality. And then most importantly, this is where you learn to reach and abide in the secret place and meet with God. Nothing is going to change your life as much as meeting with God in your secret place where you feel safe, where you are alive to the presence of God, where you have shut down the 5 senses to the outer world and all of your inner senses are focused on God. This is what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. It is to bring all of these resources internally into the heart and be able to see and experience and commune with God. It will be from this secret place that you will begin gaining an awareness of Christ in you. As you daily go to your secret place, this awareness of Christ in you will grow and grow until it becomes your only reality. It will alter your every emotion and your every decision. Just think about it. You have already broken the inertia that would keep you from living your dreams and experiencing Christ every single day of your life. Now take this CD out and go to your heart exercise for week 1 and we'll talk again tomorrow.